I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lots of people heading home for the holidays. Many arriving in MSP this week to enjoy a white Christmas with family and friends. Unfortunately, Poppy Harlow, the CNN anchor, is not one of them. Poppy actually grew up in the Twin Cities, attended the Blake School, went to study journalism at Columbia. She recently penned a new children's book. She got a chance to look back at her Christmases growing up in Minnesota. She talked to our own Steve Simpson a few weeks ago.
Okay, I miss the snow. I'm going to say it. I miss the cold. I miss the north. Okay, I love Minnesota through and through and through. It's in my bones. My husband and I were both raised there. We love it so much. The longer I'm gone, the more I miss it. And we come home a fair amount. And I miss white Christmases in terms of having snow on the ground.
You know, when I first moved here and I would have talked to someone who moved away from here and they said they missed the cold and they missed the snow, I would have said, come on. But the more I live here and here now, it's totally true. It's totally true. And there is so something to be said for having a white Christmas and a cold. There's no question about it. So when you're not here, you know, when you move to places like New York City, you know, you got like, what, a 30% chance of having a white Christmas in New York, right?
I mean, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Tell me about, okay, so you've been doing news for a long time, and it comes across that you've written this book. It's called The Biggest Little Boy, A Christmas Story. How does this come about for someone in your position to say, you know what, let's try writing a children's book about Christmas?
What a joy it has been to do this. So I wrote this. I started this project like 2 years ago. That's how long it often will take. And I had no plans to write a book, let alone a children's book. I'm walking with our family through the Christmas tree market in Brooklyn, where we live now. And my son, Luca, is a baby at the time. I'm holding him, maybe almost one. I'm holding him on my chest in a baby Bjorn, and he grabs a big tree branch of a Christmas tree and almost topples the whole thing over. And in that instant, I thought, what a great story. This could be a great children's book, because the message in it is we don't need these big things. The message in it is that there is joy and value in little things. And they mean so much to us. And we often just look up, 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 especially in, as I write, the big, busy city of New York City. We're busy looking up at the big things that we want and the shiny and fancy things. And the truth is we don't need them. The beauty and the joy and the meaning is right in front of us.
And it's interesting that it maybe took your child to maybe point that out to you after all these years of not being a child, right? Because our kids are the ones that play with the boxes, you know, after they unwrap their gifts on Christmas Day, they're sitting in the boxes playing with it while the gift that you thought was really cool, they're like, it's over in the corner, and they're playing with the box. So sometimes the simple things.
It's true. Our children teach us that. I mean, my daughter's really in these little things called calico critters these days.
Uh-huh.
And she's always like, Mom, save that box. Save that, you know, egg carton. I'm going to make a little home for my calico critter. So they teach us that. But one funny story is that, you know, I was reading this book to Luca and Sienna, our kids, the other day. And Luca goes, no, Mom. I don't want a little tree. Little trees are boring. I want a tree that touches, Christmas tree that touches the clouds. And I thought, oh, Luca, you are not understanding what this book is meant to tell you. So work in progress in our home, Steve. Work in progress.
That's fair. Again, Poppy Harlow is with us, CNN anchor. The name of the book is The Biggest Little Boy, A Christmas Story, a children's book with some fantastic illustrations, by the way.
Ramona Kaulitsky is the remarkable artist. I'm so glad you brought that up. I mean, Ramona's drawings and her paintings and her art in this book make it come to life. I was emailing her the other week, and I said, your artwork makes this book sing. It makes it magical. And I am so fortunate to have gotten to work with her, and I hope that this collaboration is the first of many for us.
We're in our second Christmas now, dealing with the pandemic, dealing with COVID. We've got the new variant now. I want to ask you just personally, covering the news for the last however many month, year it's been, whatever. Do you find yourself around the holidays here? And again, this is our second one dealing with this. Just kind of having a different outlook on on life or on holidays or on your family, or has this changed you?
Writing the book
and did the pandemic have anything to do? I mean, did you kind of get something out of the pandemic that maybe is in the book? Just the idea of family and how that's become so important to so many of us.
Yes. It's such a great and thoughtful question. Absolutely. I mean, a few things. First of all, I think this Christmas is going to have many fewer gifts for the kids. They'll get nice gifts, and I'm sure the grandparents will spoil them, but we just, you know, really don't believe that, you know, excess is a good example for children. And I think in the past, I've just bought them way too much stuff, and a lot of it goes to waste. And so this year's about a few meaningful things for each of them. And then we've been working on teaching them how to donate. So like on Thanksgiving, when I was at work, my husband took them through our local church to donate some food. And this week we went, you know, and bought some gifts for kids in need from the list from their school together, and, you know, sent that off. So they're learning like, oh, I have so much. It's incumbent on us to give to others. That's what we're trying to teach the kids. And then COVID, I mean, absolutely. Like I do so much less now socially because I want to be home more. Mm-hmm. And I really choose, and we choose as a family, where we want to be when we have that choice. And so it has given me much more perspective to think about why I'm doing something, not just to do it for the sake of doing it.
Indeed. Poppy Harlow is with us. CNN anchor, the name of the book is The Biggest Little Boy, A Christmas Story, out now. And I've got to ask you before I let you go, because I've been a fan for a number of years, but I've always wondered about your name, Poppy. Where'd that come from?
So Poppy, so my legal name is still Catherine, as it has been since I was born, but Poppy came from my mom. The moment I was born, this is how the story goes, or so my parents told me, in the hospital in Minneapolis, they had agreed my name would be Catherine. And apparently when I was born, my mom said, what a poppet, we're going to call you Poppy. I don't know what a poppet is to this day. I was an enormous 10-pound plus baby with a full head of hair, eyes wide open, she said. and she said, to my dad, we're going to call her Poppy. And apparently my dad was like, what? What is that name? No, we are not calling her Poppy. So Catherine ended up on the birth certificate, and then no one ever called me Catherine, including my dad, who called me Pip or Pop. Mom called me Poppy. This is my name. And I'll tell you, when I started at CNN in 2008, Steve, I almost said, I'm going to go back to Catherine. I'm young here. Like, no one's ever going to, like, take me seriously. You know, I was covering businesses and economics. No one's going to take me seriously with this name. Well, I'm so glad I didn't. I remember one executive was like, do not change your name. It is who you are. And so it is who I am, and I kept it.
That is so interesting, because I was going to ask you if there was pushback when you got into the business, if people were trying to change your name back. So I love that story.
The other way around.
Yeah, kudos to that executive, by the way. I don't think there are many of them that would say that. You know what I mean? Because they're all about, you know how executives are. So good for him or her. Or whoever.
I love our executives. Yeah. I love our executives.
All right. Okay, Poppy. That's the only way I know you. Poppy Harlow. Again, the name of the book is The Biggest Little Boy. You can find it now. And congratulations on the book. Congratulations on your success and your family and Christmas coming up. And really wish you well. And next time, do you come to Minneapolis at all, or the Twin Cities? Do you ever get back here?
All the time. Yes. Yeah. I mean, we can't come for Christmas this year because I'm working. Yeah. But the next chance, we'll be there in January, I think. I can't wait.
All right. Well, hopefully you'll look us up and you'll swing by and say hi.
I would love that. Thanks for having me. Bye.
All right. Thanks.
Bye, Minnesota friends.
See ya.
There you go. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Poppy. Good to know the roots of Poppy. 631 News Talk 830 WCCO.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on
video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities. And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips. Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.